Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Close Up Talk Radio, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing, important, and interesting individuals from the worlds of business, industry, travel, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the technical wizards behind the scenes who create the magic that make their company's products and services so special. Here's your opportunity to hear firsthand the fascinating stories of how it all happened from those who actually made it possible. Now, live, this is Close Up Talk Radio.
Welcome to CUTV News Radio Live Worldwide. I'm your host, Jim Masters, and it's a real pleasure to have you with us today. It's 1 p.m. Eastern on May 25th, 2016. It is the middle of the week, Wednesday. I hope your day is going well, and we do thank you very much for making CUTV News Radio a part of your day today. We do always seek out and find and showcase and celebrate some of the most amazing people around the world who are doing incredible things to make the world a better place for each of us. And we're continuing our series with a very, very special guest, somebody who really knows what it's all about, and somebody who has really created this amazing holistic energy practice that is so beneficial and has helped so many people. Her name is Sally Tennant. She's in Ellenwood, New Jersey, and she is the founder of Healing Through Your Mindset. And we've been chatting with Sally on CUTV News Radio extensively about her work and about her skill set and her background, but also about our lives and about stress and about the things that we go through and the challenges and the hurdles that we all have to face. Nobody gets away with never having any trials or tribulations, and how we deal with them and different ways to look at them and to handle them, and different perspectives, and to learn from them. Sally Tennant, as the founder of Healing Through Your Mindset, which is a holistic energy practice, she specializes in identifying and reprogramming negative subconscious beliefs. These are the beliefs that cause the stress responses in our body. And we want to sort of be able to deal with those, eliminate those, reprogram, identify them, so we can make new choices that better serve us. And it's really, really important that we do that, because as we've talked actually last week extensively about some of the health results, the negative health results of stress and of feeling overwhelmed and of neglecting our bodies, and just in the way that we sort of sometimes look for things to numb us, from addictions to prescription pills to all these things that you see everybody talking about, and it's in the news lately. People are looking for ways to escape and to numb and to deal. Sally Tennant is somebody who can help you in various ways before it even gets to a point of turning to other things that are not necessarily the best for you from a mind, body, and spirit perspective, help you reset your programs within you so you can pursue a path to wellness more easily. Because as she has said, you know, we keep sometimes doing the things over and over. It becomes habitual to do the things over and over, even things we know that are unhealthy for us, despite knowing that we should be doing things that are healthy, because the subconscious programs prevent us from moving forward in that healthy living direction. And I'm not talking just about eating an apple. There's healthy thinking, just healthy activity, healthy mindset. She can help you heal your mindset. She's very, very dedicated, loves her work. She lives and breathes this work. It's a calling for her. And as host, I learn as much as you do when I chat with the guests like Sally on our show, because I have a million questions, and you know, I apply what I learn from our guests to my own life as host of CUTV News Radio. So we hope you're learning from this series with Sally. She really is dedicated, and she can truly, truly, truly help you. Let's welcome her back to CUTV News Radio, because our half hour is going to go by. I could talk about her forever because she's so incredible. But let's dive right in, because the half hour is going to go by so quickly. Sally, welcome back to CUTV News Radio. It's an honor and a pleasure to have you back with us to continue our series together.
Hi, Jim. Glad to be here. Looking forward to the show today.
Yes, I know that you are. When we were chatting prior, I know you were, you know, before we went to On Air Live, you were telling me how you've been looking forward to it all week, as have I. We want to talk about a little bit of, you know, the stress response, fight or flight, but also the different levels in which stress can really, truly affect us in so many different ways. And you and I sort of agreed on something before we went live on the air. It seems as though we're living in a culture where if we say that we're a multitasker and if we say that we're so stressed out, it's almost become fashionable. It's almost like a buzzword to say that, a buzz phrase to say, I'm so stressed out, I'm overworked, I'm overwhelmed. Like, it's popular to be that way. But in reality, it's not good to want to sort of wave that flag of, oh, I'm so stressed and I'm happy about it because I'm in the clique. It's a crazy way of thinking.
I think it is. But so many of us do this. You hear it everywhere you go. How was your day? Oh, this happened and that happened. I just got so stressed out. And we actually become conditioned to the word stress, not really understanding what it means in our life other than I'm just stressed, and kind of accepting that that's what our life is going to be. And there really doesn't have to be a lot of stress in our life. And everybody out there right now can feel them saying, oh, I don't know how you can say that, because this happens and that happens, and how am I going to deal with that? It just stresses me out, and it goes on all the time. Well, this is thinking that the events in your life are the problem, when really the problem is your perception of those events. But what do you do about it? Well, we'll talk about that later, but what is happening here is many times during the day, people are having alarm reactions, and there are three phases to the stress syndrome. And it's really, really important for people to understand these, and I'm going to go over them today and give you for instances. But I think we all understand the alarm reaction in the body when we're driving and we have a near-miss car accident. Everybody knows how they feel. Their heart starts pounding. That's that fight-or-flight response. But what happens after that is, when we have that kind of a reaction, we're in a very high state of learning. And so the subconscious now has learned that this could happen at any time when we are driving. So now, every time you're driving, your subconscious is in an alert state, watching for this kind of thing to happen. So now, every time we drive, what's happening, we have a certain level of stress, because that's always a possibility in the subconscious mind. And I think everybody's had a near miss somewhere in a parking lot. That happens a lot. Somebody walking in front of you and a possible fender bender. And so everybody can kind of understand where we have alarm reactions every day. Now, that's just a for instance, one that everybody can really understand. But we have alarm reactions if your child may run away from you in a mall. There's an alarm reaction because you don't want your child getting in some kind of trouble or danger. So you're going to run after your child. Again, this is something that can build up every time you go to a mall. You're going to be watching your child, always on alert. So these alarm reactions then will build up in the body. And what happens there is we go into the resistance phase of stress. And this is the general adaptation syndrome. That's what it's called. And it is the stress syndrome. And so now when we're in the resistance phase, the body attempts to adapt to the stressors it's exposed to on a continual basis. Now, last week I talked about my being in boarding school for 4 years, and I was unhappy. And so that's what happened to me. I started to go into the resistance phase where my body is trying to adapt to what was going on around me. And I started to adapt, and this is where we become conditioned. It's kind of, this is our conditioning to stress, where we start to say, well, we all have stress, and you become conditioned to whatever the situation is. And the problem is that the body's building up and in chronic stress here and building up all kinds of toxins in the body and taking them on and creating an overload and starting to tax your immune system. And so we don't want to be in the resistance phase for very long. Now, if you are unhappy in any phase of your life, whether it's working, usually this is probably something that most people will understand. At some point in their life, they may have been unhappy in a job. If you're unhappy in a job, why are you unhappy? And you're going to say, well, the boss this, or this person over here, or I don't like the way they do things. But that's the way they do things.
And almost sort of like assigning blame to other people, maybe without even looking at ourselves or what it is we could be even doing, right?
Right. And that's kind of what we do as a society these days. We look to outside events and think that they're the problem. And these events are going to go on regardless of whether you're there or you're not there. And the point
is, are we
not
living in a world of extremes? It seems like we are in a time now, Sally, where, and somebody said this to me recently, and I've been having this conversation with so many people, there used to be a time when you didn't necessarily have to completely agree with somebody, and I'm not just talking about politics, I'm just talking about in life in general. It seems as though, and this creates the stress and the fervor and the anger and the people having to retract what they're saying on social media because they're hyped up and they get mad and they say something, and that it's, we are living in either you have to be on that side or that side of an opinion, and there's no more middle ground. And because there isn't this meeting of the minds or this middle ground, and everything is always ramped up and louder and extreme and quicker and all of that, that's inducing stress and putting stress on us without us even realizing it. And we're acting in a more stressful, ramped up way, aren't we?
Well,
as a society.
I think so. We're very reactionary. And we see this everywhere. Everybody's just reacting to what's happening around them. And these are the knee-jerk reactions I talked about last week, where something happens and boom, you're either angry over it or you're sad about it or you have anxiety over it or, you know, fear in general. This kind of thing is going on. And, yes, there is. It's really interesting to me how there is a great divide right now. It seems as though there's this huge division between people these days. You see it in what's going on in politics right now.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's very, very interesting to see what's going on. But people are just reacting without thinking most of the time, in my opinion. Because if I were to mention one of the candidates' names, or either candidate's name, and there's going to be an immediate reaction from people. And that immediate reaction, it could be good or bad, but the good, if it's good, well, that's not going to create stress for them. But if it's not a good reaction, then they're stressed over that situation. Well, why are you stressed over it? And it's about realizing that whatever it is just happening, and it's not happening to you. And we take everything personally. And that's what I try to tell people, and I work with my clients all the time and remind them constantly that it's not about you. What's happening, whatever it is not about you. You're making it about you. And so the thing is that people need to sort of take the time to try to step back when they have these reactions and say, what's going on? What's happening with me? Why am I reacting in this way? Why am I having so much anger? Why am I having so much fear? And it's not easy for people to do because we're so used to reacting these days. And there you go when you're in that alarm reaction. But it's chronic and it builds up. And now we become conditioned to it. And one thing that I see a lot of on television these days, and it's the shows that are on, a lot of violence. And
movies and music and video games and everything is all, you know,
violent.
Yeah.
And
lack of consequences.
Right. And when I watch some of these things, I have to close my eyes because I can't stand seeing all that violence.
Well, you could be in the middle of eating a meatloaf dinner, and if you turn on some of the crime shows, the crime scene type shows, there's a corpse. The first scene is a corpse or something, and it's like,
right.
You know, let's go back to I Love Lucy.
Yeah.
I thought it's supposed to be escapism.
get some dough.
Make you feel better about yourself. But all of that, what you're basically to narrow it down is all the imagery, all of what we are seeing around us, and how technology and advancements in technology, which are phenomenal, but at the same time, all of this coming at us, this constant barrage of information, of detail, of coverage, of news, of negativity, of violence, and again, in all different areas of life, and just the way people are acting, pushing and shoving in the stores. I mean, talk about a Black Friday sale at a chain store, and people are pushing and shoving and trampling each other because they want to get a toaster that's $5 less than it was yesterday. All of this is happening, and the younger generations, the kids, are seeing this, and they're absorbing it, and they're thinking, well, gee, if the adults do this, I guess that's the way life is supposed to be, not even knowing that it wasn't always like this to this degree. We see it more because there's more media available to us, but it's having an effect on us, and it's not necessarily one. And you work with people, you know, on a day-to-day basis, you see it. It's not having a great effect on us. So with that, how does somebody like a Sally Tennant, take us through how you can help somebody who is stressed, who is overwhelmed, who's, you know, feeling just inadequate, just can't keep up with everything they see going on. We have social media now, and you just never feel like you can ever equate, or people have a lot of self-doubt and self-esteem issues and don't feel they can live up to what they're seeing on the, you know, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills or whatever.
Right.
How do you help? How do you take us through some of the steps how you can help people through healing, you know, through mindset?
Well, when you identify the subconscious programs, and basically it does come from the subconscious programming that we have from our childhood.
Yeah.
It really does, all of this stress, because as adults, rational adults, we would look at what is going on and be able to rationalize it. But children can't do that. They're just like big sponges absorbing all of what's going on around them. And their perception of reality is not going to be that of an adult. They don't have the information, nor are they processing in the same way yet? They don't do that until they're in puberty. And so they start about age 7, but it really gets good during puberty. And so what we're looking at is we're walking around and we're having reactions that are really coming from our subconscious programming. Consider that neuroscience has recognized that, 95% of what we do in our adult lives is controlled by what we learned as children and by our subconscious programming. And so when we're reacting in our child. And so what I do is to identify, and I have a client who really had a hard time with his job. But his job served many purposes for him. It worked in many, many different ways. So I said to him, well, why do you have to be stressed? Why does this have to be a problem for you? And so what we did was identify the subconscious programming that was causing his stressors and just reset it or give the subconscious new information so that he could get along in his job. And basically, once you do that, because consciously he wanted to keep his job because he understood all of the good things about it and how it was working for him, but it was just becoming too stressful. And so that's what we did. We identified the subconscious programming, reset it so that he was in harmony with conscious, and he's fine now. He goes to work. He understands why he's working there. These events that used to happen at work that would cause him to be stressed and unhappy and angry and all kinds of things are gone. He's content at work now, and it's working for him. So it's not as though you have to go and leave your job. I mean, things can be done to take care of whatever it is that's happening in your life where you're unhappy. I deal with a lot of relationship issues and, not happy in relationships. Once perception changes, why are you unhappy? What's the issue? How has the person that you're with changed since you met them? And, well, they haven't. So what's going on here? And that's typical in relationships. After a certain period of time, the egos, which are your subconscious, start to battle each other out.
Yeah,
and so
that's right.
Once we start, and again with relationships, once we identify the subconscious programming that's causing the stress or the unhappiness or the anger, whatever it may be, and that is reset, then things get much, much better in the relationship. And that's the way it has worked with every last relationship issue that I have been working with. Now, I would assume that at some point in time it may come to pass that I will work with a relationship where somebody's just going to say, you know what, this isn't for me, and they're going to leave, because that may be where it goes. But most of the time I'm working with relationships that are not new. They're marriages and that kind of thing. So I have great, great response from that kind of thing, because people have a better understanding of what's going on. They don't perceive what their spouse or significant other may be doing in the same way, and understand it, and it doesn't create a problem anymore. So, again, when you're doing these things, what you're doing is reducing the overall stress in the body. And the reason that you are is all of these things that build up in the body, and I think most people these days are in the exhaustion phase, which is the third phase of stress. And, well, they're probably at different levels with different things, but they're at least in the resistance phase where they're building up toxins in the body and they're doing that kind of thing. As the subconscious programming is reset, where they don't perceive things as stressors anymore, it reduces the overall levels in the body of stress. So now they can better handle something new that might come in. And plus, it changes their perception of reality, where they don't have the same views of life. They understand more that the events that are happening around them are just events. It's not happening to them. And they have a better way of handling everything in their life. So it's a great way, in my opinion, to reduce stress in the body. Help keep yourself well.
Which is the bottom line to it all, right?
It is the bottom line, because stress does lead to disease. It's just the way it happens in our bodies, and it's because of all the chemicals that are being released and that kind of thing. And people don't realize how much it affects them. I mean, even changing jobs is a huge stressor for most people. Moving is a huge stressor for people. Sometimes it can be a change in your line of work. It's pregnancy is a stressor. And of course,
yeah,
we can't avoid pregnancy, but again, why is it a stressor? We can do something about that. There are all of these different things that build up in the body, and way too many of them, or a big event in your life, can then lead to something being diagnosed a year later, which isn't real good for us. And there's something called the Holmes-Rey scale of stress. And just, of course, a divorce, actually, if you go 0 to 100, a divorce is 73 on the scale. And moving, even little events in your life have a rating. And what this says is that if you get a rating of like 300 points within 1 year, there's an 80% chance that within a year you're going to be diagnosed with some kind of disease. So it's important to reduce the overall stress levels.
What if you're somebody who is always caring for others and concerned about others' well-being and making sure they're happy and healthy, and you're putting yourself aside? So many of us tend to do that. We're making sure that the people that we care about are in good standing and that they're okay. Sometimes we do that at the slight of ourselves, and if we're not healthy and happy and content and balanced, that is not only going to not help the person you're trying to help, but it also is not the best course of action for yourself, right?
Well, there's the old saying, if you don't take care of yourself, you can't take care of anybody else. And again, a cliche to most people, but it's very, very true.
Yeah.
If you're not in a good place, and that's how I would talk to a client, if you're not in a good place, then how can you help others? Really? How can you do it? It's not possible, because you're not where you need to be. And so this is a big problem in our society. We have a lot of people who are always doing for others without doing for themselves. And you need to bring it home, folks. You need to bring it home.
Yeah.
Take care of yourself.
That's right. That's right. That's what it's all about. And Sally can help you do that, or at least get you on your way to that. Go to her website if you haven't. I've perused it multiple times. It really is chock full of such great information. And again, Sally Tennant, founder of Healing Through Your Mindset, a holistic energy practice, she can really help you no matter where you happen to reside. Her website is healingthroughyourmindset.com. That's healingthroughyourmindset.com. Sally, always a pleasure to have you on the show. I know you'll be back with us again in a week, but I look forward to speaking with you again soon as well. And thanks for sharing all of this time and information with us once again on the show.
Great to be here. Looking forward
to
next week.
Yeah, we are too. Take care of yourself.
And
thank you very much. I'm Jim Masters, your host. This is CUTV News Radio. We hope you learned something today. Sally will be back with us next week. For all of us here at CUTV News Radio, have a great day. Thanks, and take care.